Hi, Nicole. How's everything going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your patience. My system needs a cup of coffee. It's slower than I am. And that's saying a lot. But yeah, there's a little bit of a delay, but you were speaking with JP, John Tencha over here. And I know that you were waiting to finish the job on Thursday. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess I'm a little faster than I thought. I got the money.
That I know about. I know you work hard, and a lot of times you have to redo things, but you're still faster than most. So let me just make sure I've got everything that I need on my end. It looks like I need an email address. Now, this is really more for our records than anything else. It's not an email address that the public needs to see. We are, of course, building a website for you, right?
This is the email for the website for the business.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's the business name, need is a button, cleaning, but instead of like, it wouldn't let me put the little and thingy there.
Yeah, you can't have the ampersand, no symbol. So is it A-N-D or the letter N?
Nope, I just put the letter N.
The letter N, yeah. And that's pretty much your only choices. That makes sense.
The letter N, more, LLC, at gmail.com.
And then I know you said the email has LLC in the business or in the email address. Did you want the LLC, though, to be part of the branding of the business name, meaning do you want it to be Neat as a Button, Cleaning and More, LLC, like listed on your website, listed on your Google profile and
yes.
All of that? Okay. So we'll make sure.
Because of the simple fact that most people, if you're an LLC, you're licensed and bonded, and that's what people want.
Correct. I agree. And they know that it is a professional, legitimate company. So I've got Neat
right.
as a Button, Cleaning, the letter N, and then More LLC, and that's at gmail.com. That's going to be the email address that is going to be connected to your website. Most of the time, of course, people are just going to call you directly. On the website,
right.
they can tell you where they live, what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, and it will go to that email address. And, of course, we will from time to time send you things by email. Most of the time we can just give you a quick call or even send you a text message. Did you, though, have any particular preference one way or another as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those or all of those?
Preferably phone.
Preferably phone. Okay, I'll put phone preferred. And the business itself...
I'm getting better at it, though.
Yeah.
I set up an email address just for the business, and it has its
yes.
own chime.
Oh.
So when I hear that...
You know it's a business.
Time,
nice.
Right, that's when I check. When I hear the other
good,
time, I kind of...
Good call.
It's like, eh.
Yeah. I've got the important chimes set up the same as my alarm clock chime because it grabs my attention, right? It wakes me up in the morning or it grabs my attention during the middle of the day. All the other chimes are different than that one. And the business is service based, meaning that you only go out to the customers. No one comes to you. So there's not a physical address or location that you want us to promote online, right?
No, I just usually put Rock Island.
Right, that's perfect. You'll be listed just the city, not even the zip code. Of course, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door since you're out in the field most days. I know we've been on first name basis for a very, very long time, and I do not even have your last name.
Oh, Crummy.
Could you spell that?
C-R-U-M-M-Y. This is like it sounds. It's a crummy day. I originally was going to put Crummy Cleaning, but I didn't think people would call.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't think that was your last name. They wouldn't. Okay.
Right.
The other thing, the business phone number that you want on your website is at 563-650-6054.
Yep.
Okay, and that's the best number also for us to reach you.
Yep.
And then...
Phone is business phone. I tried to do the whole two phone thing, and that wasn't working very good for me.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree, and I understand there. So one of the things that I'll be doing now is scheduling what we call a client interview. And it is exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will give you a call just to kind of, talk to you about how you want your website to look, talk to you about all of the services you want to provide, where you want people to find you, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline if you've got one, you know, what is unique about your business. Perfect. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It's kind of just basic stuff off the top of your head that you know about your company. We do schedule that call by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, usually gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. So in a second, I will pull up that client interview calendar and find out a good time when you are available. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we're Google partners, is to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service. It is a reduced rate, but a fixed flat rate, exactly $199. There is no setup fee, and the website is included. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the extent of my question, but it's actually pretty straightforward, and I'll get to that in just a second. Now, for that go ahead.
Okay, so it's $199. Now, and then what's the monthly? Is it $199 a month?
Correct, yes. It is a reduced rate, a fixed flat rate that will never go up on you. I actually cut the rate in half and then waived the setup fee on top of that. Okay, so it would bill, and the voice verification will state that pretty clearly. It will bill today's date for the exact amount of $199 and then on the 12th of the month moving forward. How did you want to take care of that initial investment, MasterCard,
so
Visa?
It'll go based off of the day that I start it?
Yes, the day that you start, which would be today.
Ooh, maybe I might want to wait then.
You have the money for today, but is the next payment the concern?
Right, because I don't know if I can guarantee that I'll have that $199 by the 12th of next month, but I know that I'd probably be able to have it by the end of the month, because most of my bills, I haven't even paid my bills for the month yet.
Okay.
I just decided I'd go ahead and do the local flash thing first.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm getting $100 tomorrow, and that should cover the rest of my bills for the month.
Perfect.
So I was I swap it, but if the bill's gonna come out at the same time when I start it, then I'd rather wait until the end of the month. So that, you know what I'm saying, so that I know that.
Okay. So what I can do, you want the very end of the month and like the last day of the month or the first day of the next month? I mean, when would you want your recurring billing?
The week of the 23rd,
okay.
27th for that week.
So that's actually perfect. I am allowed in certain circumstances, and I'd certainly be happy to do this now. We don't even have to wait. I can do a 6-week first month, which means that it would bill today for the 12th, which is today's date, for the $199, and then push the next payment and recurring payments to the 26th, which is 2 weeks from today. Does that work for you?
Okay, wait. I got lost on something. If I paid it today, then it would push it. I'd have another payment due on November 26th?
No. December 26th.
Oh. I was like, on the 26th. Okay.
Yeah. So, the first thing I said is I'm allowed to do a 6-week first month in rare situations. I can get those 3 times a year. Actually, it's 1 per quarter, so it's 4 times a year. It's not one. It's not 3 times. It's 1 every 3 months. So 4 times a year. So I haven't used mine for the last quarter yet, and I'm happy to do it here. which would mean that it would bill today's date, which is the 12th. You would get a six-week first month. So there would not be a payment scheduled again until December 26th, and it would bill on the 26th of the month moving forward.
Okay.
Does that work for recurring billing to be quite near the very end of the month on the 26th?
Yeah, because then in January it would be around the 26th again, right?
It would be the 26th, yes, in January.
Yeah, I think I'd be able to use a baby that one.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm happy to do that. It's already the middle of November, and I knew I was saving that six-week first month for something. I just didn't know it was this, and I'm glad that it worked out. I'm really glad that it worked out, actually, yeah. Go ahead.
I keep getting these phone calls from Google because I am listed on Google, but they keep saying, like, verify your account, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Okay. So you may still continue to get those types of phone calls. You're getting those phone calls because you are a business, and you get all kinds of phone calls, people trying to call you and sell you different things. Now, part of the voice verification, it's actually kind of a little disclaimer that I throw in at the very end. You will get phone calls from customers. That's the whole point. Having a website, having people find you, getting those calls directly to you, that's the whole goal, and that's what's going to happen here. Unfortunately, you're already a business and you are already getting those types of phone calls, so you know that it happens anyway. When your online presence increases, when you've got a website that people can find, what that does mean is that you may, in fact, get phone calls from people who might claim to be Google. They might even claim that they're local Splash. Once your website is active, people will know that's a local Splash website. You may get phone calls from people either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash. They will need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. I'm going to do this now because we're talking about it now. I don't normally do it at this point of the phone call, but it has to be done at some point anyway. I'm going to put a security question. You're going to give me the answer on here. Anybody who calls you would know my name. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they don't know that, let them go. If anyone actually calls you and says you need to pay more money for your Google listing, or even if they're saying we need more information for your Google listing, make sure that they know my name and your security question and answer. If they're flat out just saying you need to pay more money, just say, I don't think so. Have a nice day. It certainly would not be us. The voice verification, which I'm about to read, is going to get recorded through the computer, and it will attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. It will clearly state that it bills once a month, same day every month, the exact same amount, and that never a penny more. So if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for Google, just know that it is not us and that it is probably not something that you would even need to waste your time on. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. Okay. And then what is the answer?
Molly. M-O-L-L-Y.
Molly. Okay. Got to type it in twice.
And she was.
Was it a dog?
Cat.
Oh, a cat. Okay, gotcha.
I could have did Molly the dog too, because I had a Molly dog first before I had the cat, but I had the cat a lot longer than I had my dog. So
as long as it's something that you remember, I mean, I've had people say those are the only options. Can I use my child's name? I'm like, well, yeah, as long as you know what the security answer is and what question we're going to attach it to. Do you want your child to be your first pet or the city you were born in? I've had that happen a couple of times, which is kind of interesting. Our options are pretty limited there, but it just makes it easy. In this case, we're going with your first pet, which was Molly. It just says Molly, not Molly the cat. That's something only I know. Or anybody who calls you won't know it's a cat. Well, they might ask, but I've got that down there. And then the voice verification is going to be pretty clear, but let me get to that in a second. For that initial investment, though, the $199, is that MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? How did you want to take care of that?
Oh, it's, whoops. I didn't even have my card out yet. Oh, nope, that's not it. It is a visa.
Visa.
It's
okay.
It's actually my debit card, whatever, for the bank account.
Oh, perfect.
It's out of the business account, so.
It is, okay. But the business name is not on it. Is it your personal name, first and last?
Mm-hmm. No, that's why I told you. It's the business account. It has my name on it. It says Nicole L. Crummy, but it's neither
L.
a button underneath it.
Right, gotcha. So they're both on there. Your name with the middle initial of L, and then the business name is on there as well. You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are.
4452-5002-1826-7072.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the expiration month and year?
0727.
07 of 2027. And then the last three on the back?
484.
You said 484. I have 484, 484 on the back, July or 07 of 2027 for the expiration date. Is the card itself 44-52-50-02-18-26-70-72?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
9500 14th Street West, Apartment D1, Rock Island, Illinois.
61201. Okay. So I've got 9500 14th Street West, and that's Apartment D like David or dog, 1, right? And then 61201. Okay, perfect. So I've got all of that set up and squared away here, and then I will pull up that client interview calendar, but first let me do the voice verification. Again, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. I've got that pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Nicole. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Neat as a button cleaning and more LLC.
That is exactly how I have that, and the and between cleaning and more is the symbol, the ampersand, not the word A-N-D spelled out. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nicole L. Crummy, owner-operator.
Okay. And Nicole, as the owner-operator of Neat as a Button Cleaning and More LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, the Visa in your name and the business name, of course, you are authorized to use that account, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Sure.
And then it says, I hope so, right? It is in your name. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And that is because, of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nicole, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Oh, yeah.
perfect. I mean, it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information, right down to the ampersand and including the LLC, et cetera, that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Nicole, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah. And now perfect. I do have a question.
Sure.
Once the website is up and running and stuff like that, I mean, like, I can go into the website. Is there a way for me to check things on the website?
Yes. You will actually have a very detailed, we call it your client dashboard. There's a lot more that you can do. You can, of course, track your success, see the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each of those searches, etc. A lot of our clients like you will want to go in there and make changes to the website. You can add photos. You can put a promotion, senior, military, holiday special, for a specific service, 10% off or something like that. You can make those changes. Whether you're making...
Okay, exactly.
No, a lot of our clients love that. I would say the vast majority of our clients, well, maybe it might be 60-40, but I still think most of our clients want us to take care of everything. But increasingly, more and more business owners are hands-on. We love when our clients are hands-on. And whether you make changes to your website or whether we're making those changes, there's never any additional cost for that, okay? What I was saying, though, is we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to make sure that we create that website. Of course, as I just mentioned, you can make changes to that website. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and still honor here, meaning the reduced rate, no setup fee, the website included, and then with me actually activating one of my quarterly 6-week first months, the next part's going to read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. There is also a website included, which means we will build, host, maintain, and update that website for you, included at no additional cost. Now, I am activating my quarterly 6-week first month, which means your next payment will be scheduled on December 26th, with recurring billing in the amount of $199, and that payment on the 26th will also be $199. The recurring payment will start on December 26th for $199 and bill on the 26th of the month moving forward at that exact same amount of $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is all inclusive. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It, no taxes or fees, just that simple, straightforward, exact amount. And, of course, it is a month-to-month service. Now, what that means is you can stop at any time. For any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and, Nicole, you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you could, in fact, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. If things get slow and you just want to pause it, you can definitely do that. All that we ask is that you contact our client support team, and to prevent the charge for the following month, that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Nicole, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Nicole, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email. It has our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you, though, do have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
I do have it. Okay. I've been writing all kinds of
Yeah, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. Nicole, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, or maybe the next business day if they receive that email either after hours or maybe even late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Nicole, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message, and then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I do want to walk you through just a couple of things there.
And then your last name again, Paul?
My name is Gordon, like Flash Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
That's so funny. That's my boyfriend's last name.
Oh, really? No kidding. That's crazy.
His name's Rick, but he named his son Jeff. So his son.
Oh, Jeff Gordon. His son is Jeff Gordon. That's pretty amazing.
His son's Jeff. But what's even funnier is the middle name. I'm trying to remember what his middle name is right now. Dang it, it's another racer. But it's.
Oh, no kidding.
So yeah, it's so funny. I was cracking up. But
that's wild. That is crazy.
Okay, so I'm looking.
So you'll never forget my last name. Again, my first name is Paul. I think you know that already. So let me pull up the voice verification, and then the client interview calendar. We are booked out for the rest of the day, but we do have tomorrow as early as 9 o'clock, as late as 5 o'clock. Just the one exception would be 2 o'clock when our technicians take their lunch break. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or maybe even very late in the day?
Well, tomorrow I got to be at Frank's at 8:30 to finish the job that I was going to be able to...
Alrighty.
That I'm actually going to use the money for on Thursday.
Gotcha. Anytime late in the day? As late as 5?
Yeah, I was thinking 5 would probably work because okay. I'm going to try to wrap it at 4 o'clock there. So.
Perfect.
Well, if I'm there at 9, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, it, 5. Actually, 5 o'clock would be 8 hours for me there. So
5 would be okay? You think that should work?
Yeah, we'll go with 5, and I'll just talk to him while I'm cleaning up if I have to.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call usually gets you right near the very beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls tomorrow at 5 when our technician calls you, I will be on that phone call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, in which case They're going to call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have all of your contact information. You can always just double check and make sure that they know that your first pet's name was Molly. But other than that, you're pretty much all set and squared away on my end. Just a couple of other things. At 4 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and in about a minute, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite going to your email is really just for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then, Nicole, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yeah, I was trying to do like the thing here for, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and I did.
You can't. Did you click on the two boxes above it where it says you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer?
Yeah, but my, for some reason, my screen won't let me, like, scroll down.
Yes,
to push in
I was just about to tell you, and I'm hoping that my technician can fix that, but I heard that earlier in the week. You're on your smartphone. But you did type in Nicole L. Crummy with case sensitive. It has to be an exact match. So the N, the L, and the C are all capitalized, but only those letters. And there is no period after the middle initial of L.
Oh, hold on. No. Like as soon as, I don't know where you're. Okay, so,
You're in the right place. All you have to do is turn your phone sideways and it should pop up high enough for you to click it. But before you do try to click it, make sure that it's Nicole, capital N, the space, and then capital L, no period, just another space, and then capital C, and the rest of your last name. But once you have an exact match of your name with no period after the L, you can turn your phone sideways, and you should be able to click the confirm signature.
Oh, well, see, that it doesn't, I agree to receive SMS.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to click both of those
that,
boxes.
I did, but then it won't let me scroll anymore. There's nowhere to put my name.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Oh you can't even put your name?
Now,
yeah.
After I clicked both those boxes, then I turned it sideways, and then it let me click my name.
Yeah. You have to click the boxes first, and then for whatever reason, you can't scroll down far enough unless you flip the phone sideways. But, yeah, I heard that earlier on this week, and then the guy happened to say, oh, I turned my phone sideways and it popped up and I thought, whoa, well, there's a workaround and I'll have to remember that and I'll have to pass that on to my colleagues if they're experiencing the same thing.
Yeah. So let them know, but when you started thinking about the name doesn't pop up until after.
Until you click. Right. Yeah, you have to, oh, really, even the name didn't pop up.
Nope.
That's interesting.
Nope. So it doesn't scroll down far enough for the name to pop up. Once you click those two buttons and then you turn it sideways, then the name and the date pop up.
Okay. The other person didn't mention that. I don't know if that was their experience or not, but definitely. And then it has to be the exact match, but once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we waived your setup fee, that we're including that website, even that we're pushing out the future billing. It's going to take you to a screen that says username and password. You don't have to go that far. Don't worry about that right now. You're seeing it, though, because our automated system, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. And the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. Neither of which is really true. We have to do your client interview tomorrow first for there to be the information that we'll track, but you'll get in the next day or so confirmation that your tracking system is active. I'm going to send you right now a welcome email. It usually gets sent out automatically, and you may, in that case, get two of them. But I'm sending one out manually because I want you to have your login credentials. If you get the automated email, our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, but usually they're sent out by now, and I'm wondering if I have to alert my technician. I'll check back in a second, though, and see if you got the automated email sent out, but I did send you one manually. Now, it's got your login credentials as well as our client support information on there. Your username is your phone number, and you cannot change it. We have it in our system the exact same way. It's designed for it to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is your phone number. The area code is included. It is, though, just the numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So 563-650-6054, that's your username. Your default password, and I love this one. It's always somewhat related to digital marketing. You're going to love it. You might not even want to change it. This is one you might want to keep. It's Big Profit. That's your password. BIGPROFIT. All lowercase, no space, Big Profit. That's the best one I've seen so far. You can, of course, change the default password if you like. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. I'm sending you that calendar invite right now. And again, that's for tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Okay, I just got an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
I'm glad you brought that up. This is an automated email that everyone gets, whether you are already PIN verified or not. Some of these things, though, you might want to send our way anyway. Pictures of tools or equipment, and it doesn't have to be everything. There is a link that you can access through your client dashboard to send those things our way. But we'll certainly want some of these things on the website anyway. Any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a photo of your business card, you can send us that as well. And the business is licensed, obviously, as an LLC. But like I said, it doesn't have to be everything, especially the one that says workplace. I mean, obviously, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the home and run out of the truck. Usually, they're fine with you taking a picture of the two of those together. So where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work, that will serve as the one for workplace. But again, everyone gets that email, whether they are PIN verified or not. So already on Google, you're still going to get that that automated email. But other than that, like I said, you're all squared away. Pretty excited. Looks like the welcome email did get sent, and I don't know if that's the one that I sent or not. Let me refresh, because I get copied on the welcome email, too.
Well,
let me refresh.
I got one that says, welcome to Local Splash. Hello, Nicole. Welcome. And then I got one that says, invitation from an...
Yep.
I know, under Local Splash.
Okay. You are all set and squared away there. Other than that, I just wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard, you know, and also for your kindness and your patience. And I know you've had to deal with my phone calls on a fairly regular basis for a very, very long time.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah.
It looks like we spoke originally in December of last year.
Right, and what's that show? Things of Misfortunate Events or whatever.
Oh yeah. Yes, exactly. It is something that we're hoping is far, far behind you. But yeah, when I was scrolling through here, I know you had issues with the work vehicle, you know, having to redo some of the work and things like that. So I'm pretty excited. I know that you've got some regular recurring clients for handyman and you know, the cleaning services and things like that. So I'm pretty excited to take this to the next level, to help you get your business where people can find you on their own and start calling you more often, because you are so kind. You are so nice. You do really value the people that you do work for, and every new client that finds you online become someone who is going to use your services for other projects and, I am sure, recommend you to their friends and family. So I really think you're going to do quite well with this.
So that's 90% of my business for this last year has been nothing but word of mouth or, you know, somebody finding me by mistake. But most of it's been by this person saying, hey, oh, you need something done here. Use her. She's great. You'll love her. And then once they use me, they don't let me go. Like Paul, I just got this other guy, Frank. If it wasn't for Frank, I probably wouldn't be able to call you right now because I literally had to just put two new tires on my front, on the van, like last week, and he actually bought them for me and said, this is going to be your Christmas bonus early.
Oh, my gosh. That's so nice. That's amazing. See, I mean, that's what I'm talking about here. I mean, you have such a kind heart, and you're such a hard worker, and you really put that effort into your business. And the more people that know about that, the more they're going to recognize that and recommend you to their friends. I'm excited to be a big part of this, and I'm so glad that we were able to get that going for you.
Yeah. There is, like, I'll talk more with the design person, right, about the website. Like,
yes, correct.
I was able to incorporate the logo thing that I have on my business cards on the website.
That
is
perfect.
Which is a bunch of buttons.
Mm-hmm. We can absolutely do that. A bunch of button. Neat as a button. I like it. So, yeah, we can absolutely do that. Now, the support at localsplash.com, the email that you already have, you can send anything and everything to that email. That's fine, and we will forward it out to the right department. Now, photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com, that is the email for the photos department. You can always send photos directly to the photos department, and our technician will remind you of that tomorrow. But the only email that you really need for us is the support email. Feel free to send it there. Our support technicians are fantastic. Whether they have to respond to it or forward it out to the right department, they'll be able to take care of you. But other than that, we're pretty excited. I'm pretty excited. I'm actually going to message one of my coworkers because I've been chatting with him every now and then about how, you know, because he and I, we've been working together for a very long time. And sometimes we share stories of when we're experiencing hardship, kind of support each other, you know. So I just happened to mention, I think it was maybe a month or so ago, about, you know, one of the setbacks that you were having and how I really hope that we can get this going and moving forward. I think I'm going to message him again and let him know that we finally got Nita as a button on board as one of our clients. I think he's going to be pretty happy too, because he's going to know that this is going to help you out.
Great. Well, I'm excited too, Paul.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you again, Nicole. Thanks again for calling in. Ooh, that reminds me. I'm going to remove from my calendar that call that I've got scheduled for Thursday, because I don't have to call you back.
No, I get off the phone with you, and I'd almost cry, and I tell my mom, I really want to do this, and I really can't do it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I kind of sense that. So, you know, I'm pretty excited to get this going. I'm going to let my coworker Doug know that we're going to get things going for you too. I think he'll be happy for you, happy for me, happy for you too. But you have a great rest of the day, and we'll be calling you back tomorrow at 5 or a couple minutes after. I do hope I'm available to say a quick hello to you at that time.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Nicole. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
You too.
Okay. Bye.